From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Some Florida residents began returning to their homes after Hurricane Irma. Officials warned the recovery would be frustrating and lengthy. Irma has left more than 6 million Florida homes without power, and the Keys have been described as a war zone. The storm has caused at least 40 deaths. The White House says Mr. Trump is planning to visit Florida Thursday. French President Emmanuel Macron promised a fast, exemplary reconstruction of the Caribbean islands of St. Martin and St. Barthélemy. Both islands were struck by Hurricane Irma. Pascal Davies has more.
Macron promising a large-scale rebuild in the battered islands and says a return to normal life is the priority. According to a provisional tally, Irma killed 10 people on the French-speaking St. Barthélemy and in the French part of St. Martin.
Relief efforts for the region have stepped up since Sunday, with France and the Netherlands sending in military units. They are giving food and water to residents, and they're also helping them clear the damaged homes and streets. U.S. President Donald Trump Tuesday called new United Nations sanctions on North Korea just another very small step.
It was nice to get a 15-0 vote, but those sanctions are nothing compared to what ultimately will have to happen.
North Korea has strongly criticized the U.N. Security Council's decision to impose tough new sanctions on them. The new sanctions against Pyongyang will impose a ban on the country's textile exports and would also cap imports of crude oil. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.